Chapter 8. Jack 1. Jack Sunsun Valano, truthless of Shinovar, stood at the edge of the lush Vaden chamber, watching the heathens enjoy their party. They paid him little heed. While his people were uncommon in the desolate lands of the East, there were often a few in most large cities. He held his cup, but did not drink from it. Even after nearly 10 years exiled in the uncivilized lands of Yakaved and Alethkar, he had not grown accustomed to the Kanaran people's overly sweet wines. The room, like most of its kind, was formed of stone blocks. The people tried to hide their desecration of the rock, using rugs and woven mats for the floor and hangings for the walls. Jack was careful not to rest his back against the stones as he watched. He might have been truthless, but he was not a blasphemer. He still wasn't certain at the reason for the festivities. However, he had traveled to Vaden City several times, and it seemed that the nobility of the country needed little excuse to throw a celebration. Apparently, this time they regarded the Aleth victory and Prala as one of their own, even though they had sent very few men to the endeavor. That was another trait of the Easterner mentality. They often took credit for achievements that were not their own. Jack's attention was focused on the far side of the room, where the Vaden king sat on his throne. Jack had been watching the man all evening, comparing rumors with facts. What he saw gave him little hope. King Avan Vadenel was a man with the mind of a child. He watched over the feasting nobility with wide, innocent eyes, drinking wine from his goblet and smiling foolishly. When he spoke, his words were slurred with the dullness of one touched in the head. The true king, then, was the man who stood beside Avin. As self-important as he was bald, Karathach was often dubbed the Lord Puppeteer in whispered rumors. Jack's observations, however, left him with little respect for the man's manipulative abilities. It wasn't difficult to play puppeteer over such a witless king. Jack had seen enough. He nodded to his companions, a group of merchants who had, for a price, allowed Jack to join their company, and slipped from the room. He needed to retire early if he was going to be awake in time to assassinate King Avan in the early morning.